You're listening to the Chronicles of Living podcast, where we talk to everyday people about everyday things in the past, present, and future. Now let's talk.
Don't stop. Don't stop. Don't stop. Don't stop, don't stop, on the road of life, you can't stop, you can't stop moving, keep, move, keep that face, you.
Switch into gear, let's go, as we climb up the hill, don't slow down, pedal a little more, the mind is working, it's in control, your wheels are turning a little more, going higher, another notch, keep it steady, don't watch the clock, go.
Greetings, my visionary dreamers. How's everybody doing on Let's Talk Sunday? This is Adion, your dream pusher. Listen up.
Cycle, life is a cycle. We are learning, always turning later. Switch into gear, let's go. As we climb up the hill, don't slow down. Pedal a little more. The mind is working, it's in control. Your wheels are turning a little more. Going higher, another notch. Keep it steady, don't watch the clock. Go round, round.
As I said, this is Adion, your dream pusher, your lifeguard, saving you from the world, from yourself, from drowning in some real bullshit. And you're listening to Chronicles of Living podcast show. A show for everyday people doing everyday things, living everyday life. You know us extraordinary folk. Doing a damn thing the best way we can. That's all anybody can ask of you. Even yourself. And today's topic is, how do you know when you have changed? How do you know? I mean, I said in a summary that most of us work at changing to become the best version of ourselves daily. That's what we all should be doing. Working on ourselves daily, learning from past upsets and past struggles and past obstacles and what worked, what didn't work, what was the cause of it, who was in our life at the time, who's adding to our life, who's taking away from our life, you know, all of these things we need to be working on daily. I mean, you have to get to the point that you can really make a progress report on yourself. I mean, I said that in a summary, you know, we need to get to a point of checking, like really like a report card on ourselves. I do. Maybe you do it, but you don't really acknowledge that you're doing a self-check on yourself. I mean, sometimes you're so busy working at changing that you've changed a habit and don't even realize it until a situation presents itself. You know, perfect example. I was having, just in case you haven't tuned in to the last few shows, I finally moved again. I finished, my spirit finished with the program at the Retreat Center, the Institute, far as working on myself and clearing out the baggage in my life and my mind, my spirit, my body, just everything, just cleaning me up, you know, so that I can be the best version of me. Not just for me, but for you too. Because if I'm doing this show every week and I'm sharing with you ways to navigate through life and ways to become a better you, I have to become a better me. I have to constantly work at me and analyze me, my thoughts and my actions and my reactions. Because a lot of times your reaction tells the story of your growth and of your change. And so this move was a great move. It was somewhat a planned move. I will say I felt in my spirit it was time to go. And it's all for a good cause. I mean, in this move process, there was a little hiccup, but this is why I'm getting to the whole knowing that you changed, you know? Things don't always go smooth as you plan. And you have to get to the point that you say to yourself, okay, nothing is perfect, you know? But as long as your goal stays the same, you know, some things that surrounding your goals might change. So we have to figure out a way that, because most of the time, we are faced with the same thing over and over again in our life until we change a certain aspect about ourselves. I'll say that, you know, a lot of times we'll repeat the same cycle until we graduate from that cycle, you know? You could think that you're over something or over feeling a type of way when somebody says something to you that you used to get mad about. You could think that I'm over it if somebody criticizes me, you know? And then here somebody goes and they criticize you in some type of way and you go and you flip your lid, you know? Instead of just letting people be people. Everybody has opinion. I'm not going to say the other part they say, but everybody has an opinion, okay? Of you, of what you do, of how you need to do it. But you, as an individual, have to determine if their opinion is beneficial to you or if it's just that's their opinion, you know? And when you get to the point that you can determine things like that, it might seem small, but it's really big. It really is big, but it's really small. Let me say it that way. It's a big thing to a lot of people to as to how they receive other people's opinion about themselves or about what they do. But really, once you change and you understand that what you're doing is for you and is for your assignment and for the people that you are assigned to, and that it's all beneficial to you, because even if somebody's opinion is not beneficial to you, the fact that you can determine that it's not beneficial to you shows you that you have changed. If you used to get all upset before, you know, it shows you that, okay, this is good for me. It's good that a person has an opinion about me or an opinion about what I'm doing and how I do it. This is good for me because I used to get upset. I used to get on a defense. I used to try to argue somebody down about what I'm doing and that what I'm doing is the right way and I don't want to hear nothing else. Okay. Now I'm just talking in general. I wasn't that bad. I used to be a defensive person to a certain extent, you know, especially if I was working on a project and it was my baby. And every project that I work on, I work very hard. So if somebody has an opinion, it better be damn good. But the thing about me is I've always been open to constructive criticism. You know, I'm the type of person that's like, I'll hear you out, okay? And if I feel like you just nitpicking, then I'm just like, all right, whatever. I keep it moving, you know? Or if I feel like it's beneficial to me to better myself or to better whatever it is that I'm working on, I will tell the person, you know what? Thanks, you know? I'm going to give that a try. Let me see how it works out, you know? And then if you go and do that thing, and I don't really have examples right now, that's why I'm saying that thing. I'm just trying to give y'all a scenario because you can be faced with this same situation where you used to be a person, or you still are a person, that when people has an opinion or people are trying to give you some advice or some suggestions about your attitude or what you do or how you do it, and you know that that gets under your skin, that might be something you need to work on. Not might, that is something you need to work on, because you will keep running into those same type of people until you are healed from that and you are okay with somebody just speaking their mind, you know. As long as it's respectful. Let's say that. As long as it's respectful, they have to be respectful. If they're not, then you know you need to get with them, you know. Or you just need to, you know, keep it moving, whichever way. But, you know that you have changed if it used to affect you and now it doesn't. You know, you just let people say their piece and just say thank you. And that's it. No more getting mad. No more being on the defense. I had a couple of people that would be very defensive when, you know, I was talking to them about some actions that they've shown. I mean, it was clear. It was fact stuff. And they would get defensive, you know, when I would call them on it. I'm a person that I'm going to call you on your shit. I'm sorry. I'm going to call you on it because I want somebody to call me on mine. That's the only way we're going to change. That's the only way we're going to grow, you know. But my thing is, a lot of people, they will do things to you. And then when it's done back to them, it's like, oh my God, all hell just breaks loose. And so when you can look at that in somebody else and then think about how you react to somebody giving you advice or, you know, giving an opinion to you, and you don't get defensive when you used to, that's how you know you've changed. You know, if you got a bad habit of, or you had a bad habit of procrastinating, like everything is, you look at it and it's overwhelming and you just say, I'm going to do it tomorrow. And then tomorrow turn into next week, then next month. Then the next thing you know, you forgot all about what it is that you were supposed to do. It never gets done. Or you remember at the last minute when whatever it is that you had to do is due. Might have a time limit on it. It might be at work where you had to take care of some type of an assignment, or school, if you're in school and you have to take care of some type of homework or studying, and then all of a sudden it clicks the day before. How can you be the best version of you when you are procrastinating and you're doing things at the last minute? Now, it's not as effective. It's not going to have the best impact on what it was supposed to have an impact on. Rather be your grade, rather be, you know, your work, your team that you are working with. Everybody's pulling their weight, but you're procrastinating on your side of the fence. And now that throws the whole team off. Rather be in sports, you are procrastinating at working out. Rather be sports or just personally. You know, you started working out and you're feeling good about yourself. You're feeling good about your health. You have more energy. And then, bam, you procrastinate. You fall off 1-2 days and then that's it. Well, if you decide like, okay, wow, I fell off. Let me get back on it. That is a part of your change. Especially if in the past you started a thing, you fell off and you just let it go. If you get to the point that you fall off, you catch it, you acknowledge it, and you pick it right back up. That is, you're walking towards change. Because each time it's going to get better and better. And then all of a sudden, the bad habit of procrastination will be non-existent, you know? I used to do that, you know, way back in the past. It was very long ago because of the fact that I've been working for myself for so many years. I had to learn how to be focused and not procrastinate because it would hurt my money. When it hurts your money, you know, that's a different story. But, and because everything was on me, you know, nobody was going to wake me up. Nobody was going to, you know, say I'm late for work. It was all on me. So I didn't have the room to procrastinate, you know. Now, one thing I can say is I would procrastinate about paperwork. I don't like admin stuff. And when I say admin, rather it be, you know, things like, okay, my son, student loans or something like that. My student loan, updating things and stuff like that. It's like, oh, I don't feel like it. That's a headache. I'm going to do it next week. But when you know, like, you know what? Let me just get this out the way. And you start changing your mindset and saying, okay, rather I do it today, tomorrow, next month. I still have to do it. It's still going to take time out. I'm still going to have to sit there. When you change your mindset and you get to that point and you're like, you know what? Let me just do it and get it out the way. And now that's off my plate. Now you're looking at change, you know, because every time you do something that you know was a bad habit of procrastination, and you continue to move on this thing and move on this thing, it makes you feel better about you. It just does something within you to empower you, to let you know that, okay, if I got this done, then I could go ahead and get this done. It's about taking a big picture and breaking it down into little steps. When you got a lot on your plate, like right now, I have a lot on my plate. I'm studying for 3 different certifications, and I realized that I really need 2 more that I need to study for after these, after I complete these. You know, still dealing with everything when it comes to this podcast, and I have to update my website. I'm building a whole new website, actually 2, and got a client that I'm dealing with, a couple. So it's like I have a lot on my plate, but I know I've changed because before I used to have all this stuff on my plate and I would get it done, but I think before it was more overwhelming to me and I would get it done just to get it done, you know. Now I understand how to break things down, how to just, okay, today I'm totally focused on this. Today, tomorrow, I'm totally focused on that. So it's like you're not taking your mindset and switching in 50 million directions in one day. I used to do that and I was all over the place. Now I'm more organized because one, I'm more focused on me. Where before I was focused on a whole lot of other folk. I'm focused on me and my clients. Bam, that's it. Of course, my kids, but me and my clients when it comes to the whole work thing, you know? Whatever I gotta do for me to make me better so that everything will flow better for my clients, you know, my visionary dreamers, you guys, when I'm talking to you, things that I can share with you, you know, far as my hiccups. So when you got a lot of stuff on your plate, there's no need to keep repeating the same cycle and maybe tossing, if you got bills that you got to take care of, just tossing everything in one place and just, oh, I don't feel like dealing with it. No, take out a book and just write it down and just cross it off. So you know you change when all the bills are coming in and you're actually happy to see them all coming in because now they're all together. You change your mindset and say, you know what? Well, these bills are all coming in together. This way I can write them all down in the book all at once and knock them out and then decide what I want to pay first. And I'm going to say not bills, but financial commitments. Let's change that word. Bills just sound, it's like give you a headache. Financial commitments, okay? They believed in you enough to invest in you to allow you to pay them for a service. How about that? It makes it sound a little bit easier as opposed to everybody want a piece of your pie. So you change in a way of looking at it in a different outlook. You don't look at it as, oh, these bills. You look at it as just what I said. These people believed in me enough to provide this service for me and believe that I was going to pay them for this service. And me paying them for this service will allow their employees to then pay their financial commitments because the money that I'm giving them pays their employees. And their employees have family just like I have family to take care of. You see that? So when you look at things in a different way and you change your mindset, you will start to change. You will start to change as to how you look at something. You know? People think when it's something that's always been, kind of give you a headache. That's the only word I got right now. Because, you know, a headache is just annoying. So anything that annoys you, when you start to look at it in a different way and have a different mindset, like I just explained to you, and break things down in a different way, then you can see the results of your change. Because if that thing is still annoying you, you're going to react to it the same way, which is just every month, you're going to have the same reaction. You're going to get the same headache. Okay, you need to do something different, you know? So you know you have changed when you see those financial commitments come in and you good with it. And you like, okay, let me get my checkbook out or let me get my debit card out. Let me just knock this right on out. You've changed. Now it's not affecting you no more. Now you can just move on to the next thing that has been annoying you. And I'm saying all this to say, when you break things down like that, you will notice that you're happier. Life is not draining you anymore, you know? I guess this topic actually came up because I really know I've changed. I mean, the things that I'm talking about just doesn't have an effect on me anymore. You know, I'm like, okay, well, let me take this, write it down in my book, and handle it the best way I can. I don't stress. I don't worry if the finances, because I'm starting a whole new, you know, career, another level. The finances are not there right then. I'm not concerned as to where it is. I'm doing what I gotta do, and everything will flow the way it's supposed to flow. I'm so happy that I took that time for myself to heal, because I really and truly look at things in a different way. Let me share the story. So I got stopped by a cop about a couple weeks ago. Actually, I think the top of the month. And it was clearly racial profiling, clearly, because it was like 10 o'clock at night. This is just before I left the retreat. It was 10 o'clock at night. I just wanted to get gas and to get something to eat real quick, okay? It was dark. I'm driving. Next thing you know, sirens. I pull over. I'm like, okay, what did I do? Because I'm not speeding. And I had just turned the corner. So the chick says, are you the owner of this vehicle? I'm driving it. What do you think? You know what I mean? So I'm like, yes. She was like, well, I ran your tags and it's not registered. And I'm like, I just got the car out the shop. Just got it inspected. I don't know why it's not registered, because I have the paperwork that's with this address. I just did a change of address. I just didn't have the paper with me, because now they got these new rules where, okay, you don't get a sticker no more. You just take the paper. So long story short, you know, we went back and forth, because I knew I had to travel the next day to go get my son. And that was a long ride. So I want to be clear. Okay, am I going to keep getting stopped? She gave me a ticket, you know, and she was like, well, just take your paperwork to court and you can get out of this or whatever. It could be dropped. So long story short, I decided to go to the DMV to figure out, okay, what's going on? Why is my car not registered? So lo and behold, when they did the inspection and I sent the paperwork, it was just a change of address, but they did not tell me. I don't know how they didn't catch it, and neither did the DMV. They're like, how did they do the inspection without your registration? So when you do it online, I thought, when I changed the address, that changed the whole registration, but it didn't. So, nevertheless, I know I changed, because I didn't get upset. I mean, I was upset because of the inconvenience, but I could have been on some whole other stuff because of the fact that I knew it was clear. You know, it was clear that it was racial profiling. I could have, you know, I never was a sewer, but you know what I'm saying. I was just calm about the situation. I'll say that. I was really calm about the situation when I went to the DMV. They even had this look on their face as if to say, wow, you know what I mean? But I look at it as a blessing in disguise. You know, most people would just be mad. Like, you know, the old me would have been mad at this inconvenience. But I said to myself, okay, this is a blessing in disguise, simply because I knew I was about to move to a whole new city. And had I moved to the whole new city, where it's more of a city, no telling what would have happened if I would have got stopped and didn't know that it wasn't totally registered. So while she had a different agenda as to why she stopped me, it still worked out in my favor. So this is what I'm saying. When you start to change different aspects about your attitude, you can see that something that was meant for bad actually worked out for your good. You know, people, you know, it's so much going on right now with the whole, you know, the abuse of the cops, you know. But I actually thank God for that. I thank God that he placed her in that position at that time and allowed her to be who she was, to stop me for nothing, because it could have been a whole lot worse, you know? The old me would have been very pissed off. So this is how I know that things in me are changing, you know? When you can let people go, even though you might have a certain love for them, but you let them go because you know it's not benefiting you, the energy that they're giving off, you know? You don't hold on. You let them go, and you let them go with love. And you still can be friends with them, but you get to the point that you acknowledge who is benefiting you and who is not. And people can very well mean to benefit you, but if whatever they've got going, whatever they have going on in their lives, whatever issues, whatever energy that's not balanced is leaking over into trying, and I'm going to use the word trying right now, to interfere with your positive energy that you've worked so hard to gain, then you have to be okay with letting people go. And sometimes it could be a family member. And when I say let them go, I don't mean like, oh, you just don't speak to them no more. But I'm just saying you get to the point that you know that, you know what, I have to slow up being around this person because I am at a different level in my life and I've cleared a lot of baggage out of my life, and so I cannot allow it to creep back in. And sometimes because of the fact that I have such a huge heart, I have to be very careful. I have to be very careful as to not worrying about the person more than I worry about me, because that was my kryptonite. You know, that was what allowed me to fill my tank up, you know, to fill my can up with so much baggage, garbage, you know? And now, you know, I had to go through the stage of being okay with dealing with people from a long hand, being okay with not checking on people or not being concerned with people, especially when they're not concerned with me. Like, I really had to come to a truth that a lot of the people that I was concerned about, they're not as concerned about me as I was about them. They might say it, but their actions wasn't showing it, you know? So that's where I am in life. I've changed so much. I'm okay with people not calling and checking on me the way I might have called and checked on them. I'm okay with that because at the end of the day, I keep telling y'all, you only can control yourself. You can never control anyone else. You are responsible for your happiness, and you have to get to a point that you acknowledge what is interfering with your happiness? What is stealing your joy? What are you allowing to steal your joy? When you get to the point that you can be happy on a daily basis, and the first thing that happens that change your mood, that you acknowledge it, and you say, no, let me fix this right now, you know? Even if it's something as simple as somebody cutting you off and you about to cuss them out, put on some music to say, you know what? God bless you. Start singing a song. God bless you. You know, that's what I've been doing lately. I've been singing so many different songs. If you could just be in the car with me, y'all would crack up, okay? But these are the things that I decided to do. When you stop rushing to get things done, you know, like me rushing to get projects done. I know what I have on my plate, but I'm letting the chips fall where they may. I'm doing what I can as I can. And I had to stop looking at, oh my gosh, I got to get this done. I got to get that done. I got to complete this. I got to complete that. I'm one person. So therefore, I wrote everything down by priority and I get to it as I finish one thing at a time. This is how you can do things with excellence. These are the things that I had to change and I had to acknowledge within myself so that I can be better. I can do better, you know? When you get to the point that you're okay with people talking behind your back and you know they talking behind your back and you still be who you are 100%. You don't, you know, let it bother you. Because when people talk behind your back, it's something wrong with you. I mean, with them. You know, it's a part of them that they're not happy with. You know, that's what it is. I mean, when somebody's stating a fact, they stating a fact. Talk about somebody behind their back, you stating a fact. But when people are just talking behind your back and trying to tear you down, I'm saying trying, but tearing you down for no reason. Be okay with that. Seriously. Change and don't let that take your energy, because then you're giving them power and nobody deserves your power. You know, you need that for yourself. So things like that, when people are, when you're on a high, I think I was starting a story in the beginning. I didn't finish. Yeah, I did. So I was on this good high. And when I say high, I don't mean by drugs, okay? Natural high. Thank you. I was on this natural high the other day. I was getting so much done, you know, with me moving and, you know, taking care of my furniture and getting new furniture, all of this stuff. And I got a phone call from someone that all of a sudden started going on a negative tip. And I acknowledged it. And I cut that thing ASAP. I was like, listen, I'm having a good day, okay? And I will not allow you to mess it up. So therefore, I'm going to go, okay? Bye. And that was it. And I went and started singing one of my little made-up songs. I'm so happy, you know what I mean? To get my mood back, to get that vibration back up. See, the old me would have allowed that to seep in and would have fed into proving myself and all of this stuff. But the new me is like, listen, this is me. If you don't like it, kick rocks. That's it. That's where I'm at. And it, when you get that type of attitude, I'm telling you, it's so freeing. People have to catch up with you. And if they can't catch up with you and your new attitude, then oh well, it's not worth going backwards for nobody or nothing. No situation, no obstacles, no struggles. When you start changing and coming into your zen and learning how to meditate and learning how to breathe, when you feel that stirring in you that's getting you upset for whatever reason, but you take the time to quiet your mind and just let it all go. That's when you'll start seeing the change. You start being this calm person and people will be looking at you like, what's going on? What's she on? Like, why is she so calm? You know, I'm on a natural high. That's what it is. I'm just loving life right now. And I'm just happy. I mean, I know I could have went deeper with this topic, but I wrote things down, but I'm just going with the flow as to the things I feel that are important. Maybe it's the things that I felt was important to me in learning, you know, how I've changed, you know? I think that's what it is. You know, you get to a point where you start running into people and you know that they're doing the things that you used to do, but you're not turned on by doing those same things. You know? That's when you know you've changed. It's nothing wrong with them doing the same thing. Everybody grows at different levels and different times. And as long as you just learn how to appreciate you as to where you are and still appreciate them for being them, it's okay. And that's how you know you've changed. When you get to the point that you can appreciate people for who they are, no matter who they are, even if you feel like they're disrespectful, they're ignorant, whatever, but you appreciate them for them and where they are in life, and you acknowledge that, you don't have to deal with those folk if you don't want to. Everybody has their own timing to grow. And that's what we have to learn how to appreciate and just accept about people. You don't have to allow people to upset your life. You are in control of you. No one's in control of you but you. So you determine at what rate and what level you change. You determine that. No one else but you. So I hope that this was helpful to you. I know in the beginning I was really trying to collect my thoughts as to how to attack this topic, but I feel like you got enough. So stop hiding from you. And when I say hiding from you, all of your flaws, stop making excuses for whatever flaws you believe you have or whatever flaws that people point out. Don't hide from yourself. Just work on yourself. Work on them if you feel you need to work on them. Never do nothing for anybody else. Do it for yourself. And I'm adamant about that. You change because you want to change. Because when you change for people, you will never fully change. It would just be for that time you're around that person. You have to be ready for change. Just like somebody that's on drugs or alcoholic, they have to be ready to kick the habit. Nobody can force them to kick the habit. So just like no one can force someone from kicking a habit, no one can change you but you. And that's it. So hopefully you got something out of this. And I just want everybody to be happy. That is my intent for the show. The reason why I come on. Just sharing with you what I go through, what's helped me, and hopefully it can help you. Or what's helped friends, people, friends, and family members that I've seen or came upon. And I'm praying that it helps you. So thank you for tuning in. This is Adion, your dream pusher, your lifeguard, saving you from the world, from yourself, from some real bullshit. And you're listening to Chronicles of Living podcast show, the show for everyday people doing everyday things, living everyday life. You know us extraordinary folk doing things the best way we can. I love you guys. Until Wednesday, peace. Thank you for listening to Chronicles of Living, where we talk to everyday people about everyday things in the past, present, and future. And if you are pursuing your dreams, I'm proud of you, because the best part of life is when you decide to live. To keep up with us, please visit ChroniclesOfLiving.com. Until next time, this is Adion, your dream pusher. I love you guys.